Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of American history that you did not know. Of course, everyone's heard of Abraham Lincoln. You've heard of Mary Todd Lincoln.
His beautiful wife, Mary.
Nobody has ever accused Mary Todd Lincoln of being beautiful.
Simmer down.
And they had a son whose name escapes me at the moment. Tad? Was it Tad?
I wanna say.
Okay. But there was another woman.
Literally, the book is called The Other Mary.
In Abraham Lincoln's life. A woman who did not want to become the First Lady of the United States.
So I told you we went to Weston, our favorite little town, over the weekend, spent some time there, went through the museum. And one of the things you will see when you're inside the museum, or if you go to the local cemetery, there is a tombstone that you cannot miss. You cannot miss it. Because it's so, I hate to say funny. If a tombstone could be funny, I thought it was funny. It says, here lies Mary Owens Vineyard, born 1808. Died 1877. Here lies Mary Owens Vineyard, who rejected Abraham Lincoln's proposal of marriage in 1837. It was apparently the single event in her life that she wanted to be remembered by. Abe said, would you? Mary said, no, not feeling it. And her home in Western Missouri is what brings us to our next guest, Lori Stanislav. We were there over the weekend. I want to come back for the tour. Lori, you live in the home that Mary Not Lincoln once lived in.
I do live in her home. Yes. And I'm laughing because when you said that on her tombstone, that's what she wanted to be remembered as. She had a different tombstone, but one of the Block brothers, H&R Block, actually bought that new tombstone for her, and they put it up in the 80s. That's how he wanted her to be remembered.
The Block Foundation. Oh, my gosh. There's another Kansas City connection. Lori, when you bought the home, did you obviously know of its history? I assume it's on the National Historic Register of some sort.
Yes. There's a 22-block area in Weston that's on the register together. So we're on there. The house was built in 43, but then it had additions in 1890, 1899. All the way up to 2001, I think.
Are you well versed on this Mary Vineyard, Mary Owens Vineyard?
There's certainly people that she actually has relatives that still live in town.
Yeah,
but we've read all the books. We have copies of all of his letters to her. I think we were lucky in that her niece recognized how important those. Mary kept the letters.
Oh wow!
Even though she said that she wasn't, that she didn't regret not marrying him, but a niece thought, oh, these will be valuable. And so those letters are all now in, obviously, museums.
Yes.
But I like to take out little snippets of the letters and post them around my house.
So Abraham Lincoln, the way I understand it, had known Mary Owens' sister.
Sister.
And her sister thought that the two of them would make a great couple. She introduced the two of them. They courted for a little while. Look at me use old words from the 1800s. And at one point, in 1837, Abraham Lincoln asked Mary Owens to be his wife, to which she said no.
At first, they kind of were together. At first, she said yes. But they didn't have a lot of face-to-face contact.
Not back then.
Came back 3 years later, he was, and he hadn't seen her for those 2 to 3 years, but he was still holding to, like, his promise he would marry her. But that's when he wrote the letter to Eliza Browning that said, you know, she's a little oversized and she's a fair match for Falstaff.
So real quick, Lori, this is so funny. I want to go back because when she returned, they had kind of courted in letters. But when she returned in 1837, Lincoln was surprised at how different she looked. He described her as being heavier than she had been, as well as, quote, want of teeth and weather beaten. And for Mary's perspective,
she did not think
Abraham Lincoln had the qualities that a gentleman should possess. And what did she say about that? Specifically, there were some women trying to cross a creek.
Yes, and he did not help them cross the creek. He left Mary to fare for herself, hold her skirts up and cross. And then they walked up a hill, and one woman was carrying a baby, and he didn't offer to carry that baby. And, you know, just things that a gentleman would do.
But by want for teeth, did she not have any?
Well, what he said was, yes, she lost some teeth, and he said she would be wrinkled if there wasn't so much fat in her face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was, of all letters to survive.
So I was reading real quick, Lori, and then I want you to read from some of the letters. What he tried to do as a, quote, gentleman of that time, instead of telling her, I don't want to marry you anymore and I don't think you want to marry me, he wrote this letter that basically suggested, you know, I don't really think you want to marry me. I don't think you would be very happy here. He kind of tried to let her down gently.
Yes, twice. Two of the letters are dedicated to that. One of them was like, you know, at this point he'd moved from New Salem to Springfield. He's like, you know, you're not going to have a carriage to take you around here. You're used to that because she came from an affluent tobacco farm in Kentucky. And he's like, you're not going to have that here. And kind of dissuaded her from wanting to be with him. And which she came to the same realization. You know, he was deficient with those little links that make up the great chain of a woman's happiness.
He's deficient, Lori.
He was just sufficient. But she just didn't think he had the right manners. Although in one of the books it pointed out they were eating somewhere and he put some jelly on his biscuit and a mouse had gone into the jelly and died.
Oh God.
And it ended up in his mouth, and rather than spit it out and insult the host, he ate it.
Oh my.
I thought, okay, those are good manners right there. But he did. He tried to give her many outs. So he said, write back to me. Well, exactly, he said, is right back to me, you have nothing better to do.
I saw that, right back to me, as you have nothing better to do.
Lori and Dana, let me read that line. Abraham Lincoln writes to Mary Owens, later to become Mary Owens Vineyard. These are Abraham Lincoln's words. You must write me a good long letter after you get this. You have nothing else to do. And though it might not seem interesting to you after you have written it, it would be a great deal of company to me in this busy wilderness. Tell your sister I don't want to hear any more about selling out and moving. That gives me the hypo whenever I think of it.
Right.
The hypo. I don't know what that is, but I don't want it, Lori.
I don't either.
It sounds like it's contagious.
In their very last letter. And she did. They went back and forth with this kind of just dancing around whether or not they were going to be together. And then in the very last letter, he said, I want more at this particular time, more than anything else, to do right with you. And if I knew that by doing right, as I rather expect it would, to let you alone, and I would do that. So if it treats you to best not answer this farewell, a long life and merry one attend you. And then she never went back.
Translation, we're breaking up.
Exactly. But then he had regrets. He told his friends, he said, I realized this is a woman I thought nobody would want, and she rejected me.
She's looking more attractive now, isn't she, Lori?
Yeah. Yes. I made a fool of myself, is what he said. Other women make fools of men, but no, I did it to myself. So they kind of...
Real quick, Lori, they moved to Platte County in 1841.
And who is they?
Her new husband, her eventual husband, who was Jesse Vineyard, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And then she ends up in Weston, where you now live. What is that? What is the home like, and what is it like knowing that history preceded you?
You know, it's interesting because they had a farm out because he and his brothers had built a college. And so she moved, they had five kids, a few of them passed. She moved into town. He passed away, Jesse Vineyard actually passed away in the last skirmish down in Texas of the Civil War.
Wow.
And I read a book that said they filled his body with booze, alcohol, and then by train brought it back up to Weston. So he is buried next to her.
Oh, wow.
Out there with her now fabulous new tombstone that the Block brothers bought. But yeah, it's odd because we find things in the house. You know, the house was built. It was kilned. It was slave built from bricks that were kilned on site. And every now and then we'll find something, like our Roomba kicked out a medal, which we took up to Atchison to talk to the monks up there to say, what is this? And it was a St. Benedict's medal from 1700s or 1800s. And probably Mary, who went to Catholic schools, had the house blessed by a priest. And that medal was put above a rafter, which fell and went under a baseboard, but my Roomba with its long little brushes kicked it out.
The irony that Mary Owens Vineyard and her husband, Mr. Vineyard, were one of the largest slave owners in Platte County, if not the largest, and she rejected a marriage proposal from the U.S. president that ended slavery.
Yes, and yet in the book that was by Herndon, she says that they aligned politically. So I think she was a little confused. I think she was confused about that.
We also have to remember that these were people in their 20s at the time.
True. Yeah.
Lincoln of 1863 was not the one dealing with this in the 1830s.
That was writing the letters.
Yeah, Lori, he was in his 20s.
I know at some point you guys have done tours of the home. If you ever do that again, please let me know. We would love to come back. I just love everything about the story.
You can come through anytime. You get hold of me and you come up to Weston, you can come on through. We have a historic homes tour every December, and it's been on before. I haven't rotated back up yet again, but probably will be on like next year or so. But anytime you want to see it, I'll take you through. We take people through all the time.
Lori, last question real quick. Is there any reason to believe that Abraham Lincoln has ever been in your home?
No. The closest he came was Leavenworth. He was speaking over there, and the Vineyard brothers actually were going to cross the river. They said if he crossed the river, they would tar and feather him.
Wow.
So we had a lot of that.
So you're saying he wasn't welcome in the home, is what you're saying.
He was not welcome in the home.
They were Confederate sympathizers.
Well, what a gem, a true gem of history that you live in, Lori, and thank you for the stories. Yes, we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Come up and visit us.
Anytime.
Look forward to it. All right. Be well. Thank you. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we now know who is going to flip the switch at the Plaza Lighting Ceremony this Thanksgiving, the 96th annual Plaza Lighting Ceremony scheduled for Thanksgiving night, November 27th. It will be Kansas City Current players.
Good. Because they are the number one team in women's soccer right now over the weekend.
Is that true?
Yes, 100%. A friend of mine was there on the bobblehead giveaway night.
Kayla Sharples and Laurel Ivory will be flipping the switch to illuminate the thousands of lights on the plaza. The event starts at 6:30 on November 27th. And then the official lighting ceremony is at 7:55. Scheduled to perform are Isaac Cates and DJ Kirby. Okay. Story here. A downtown Kansas City convenience store, which the city says is a nuisance, has 10 days to close its doors. The building owner terminated the lease, but Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says it was part of a collaborative effort to address public safety concerns downtown. Avoid these products. Our hotel visitors, our downtown residents, our downtown business owners have dealt with it for enough period of time, said Mayor Lucas. From August of 2023 to August of this year, the Kansas City Police Department was called to the downtown market at 11th and Grand 184 times.
I'm sorry, I thought you said 184 times.
That is once every 2 days. The mayor's office says the calls were for drug activity and public intoxication, round-the-clock presence of incapacitated individuals, repeated disturbances, and fights and armed violence. Says the mayor in a statement, what was supposed to be a grocery store, a place for snacks, became a full-out liquor store with people passed out during the day, numerous 911 calls, and all types of challenges.
Wasn't there just...
11th and Grand.
Well, it's near, Scott, near the parking surface parking lot that has been in the news lately because there have been shootings and all kinds of stuff on that surface parking lot, I believe at 12th and Grand, if memory serves. And one of the things that the owners of that parking lot were saying was like, look, we can't control who parks here and comes to retrieve their car here. Part of the problem is right over across the street, there's this nuisance liquor store that tends to keep not the greatest company, and sometimes that spills over here.
But what is, and I'm not excusing the store, I must confess I've never even been in it in my life, thank God.
No, the store owner's going to say it's not our fault that there's people milling around outside, but if it's a magnet for...
ne'er-do-wells?
Yeah. You know why the city's doing this. It doesn't have anything to do with that. The city could have shut this down 10 years ago.
I think it has something to do with the World Cup coming next summer.
Everything to do with the World Cup coming.
And there are going to be people walking up and down the streets of downtown Kansas City.
Yes.
And the one thing you don't want to see is passed out people. I remember, you know, when I was in Omaha over the weekend to go watch Nebraska football, I stayed with my good friend Jim Rose. And Jim and I, years ago, with our wives, I was married to Sean at the time, we went to Italy.
Yeah.
And we stopped in Venice, we went to Rome, and then we went to Naples. And the reason we went to Naples is because of the island of Capri, which is right off the coast of Naples. It's gorgeous, one of the most incredible places I've ever been. But the city of Naples is one of the cities on this planet that God forgot.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe, and I said this to Jim over the weekend, that when he and I were walking to the train station with our wives, and I think I saw for the first time in my life a non-reporting related dead person just laying outside of the train station.
Just laying there.
Yes. He was bloody. He was motionless. It was 9 in the morning.
Oh, God.
And he was laying on the sidewalk. And I looked at Jim and I said, is that guy dead? And Jim looks over and he goes, I think he is. And I had never seen, assuming this guy was dead, okay? And I don't know that for a fact. We didn't rustle him back to life. I didn't know what we'd be getting. If he was dead, that is the first and only dead body I've ever seen if I wasn't reporting on a story. Hmm? And Naples was gross. It was disgusting. I will never, ever go back.
To Naples?
No.
I think maybe you did it wrong.
Data, I was going to the train station to go back to Rome.
Okay.
I don't know how I could have done it right. You had to get on the train to go back to Rome.
Let me ask you this. The market has been given 10 days to vacate. Now, keep in mind, this has been a nuisance property for how long?
I don't know. I've never been there.
When cities decide that we're going to clean up this town, it's over. That means they have the legal right to say, you have 10 days to get out. Why can't we go to all of the slumlord properties that have been vacant for God knows how long that are also nuisance properties because people light fires in there, crimes are committed there, they squat. Why can't we also say, you have 10 days to clean this up or we are mowing it down.
Let me ask you another question. I love this city. I think this city, obviously it has its flaws, but it's a beautiful city for the most part. And has plenty of attractions. I honestly believe that Kansas City is a hidden gem in America. Having said that, we do have areas in this town that are less than desirable. Okay? We have businesses that cater. You know, there's that one liquor store, like 34th and Prospect or wherever it was, that neighbors are always complaining about. You know, there's a bunch of drunks and fights and drugs and everything like this. And, you know, the police do what they can, but they can't do everything. Why is it that in this town, we only wait until there's a major international or national event before we start to clean it up? And I remind you of the
All-Star
baseball
game.
All-Star game in the early 2010s, where Mayor Sly James said, you know what? We're done with the dilapidated buildings along I-70 that lead to the ballpark. If you don't clean up your property, we will tear it down for you.
And they did.
And you're right, they did.
Like in a month.
Yes.
It was all torn down.
Buildings were, little houses were going down to the ground faster than you can blink. And now we've got the World Cup coming in, and we've decided that a convenience store at 11th and Grand is no longer wanted in our city.
Nope.
Why do we wait?
Because clearly they had the teeth to do it before. You know how they did it, Scott? They just yanked the lease.
But why
said,
do we wait?
You no longer have a lease to be here.
Why do we wait until 6 months, 7 months before people come in from England or Germany or Spain or Italy?
Because the clock is ticking and we have no choice now.
Why don't we do it anyway?
Amen.
Year round.
I say knock them down. You know that.
Was this convenience store a nuisance 12 months ago?
Because at 11th and Grand, something appropriate will move into there.
Yep.
That does not cause the problems we've seen.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you haven't seen the Jaden Daniels injury from the Washington Commanders, the
Don't
quarterback.
Watch it. Do not watch it.
We will discuss that shortly. Elbows are not supposed to go in that direction. I almost threw up when I saw the video this morning. Kurt in KCK. Kurt, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Good to talk to you. I heard what you were saying earlier, and because it makes sense, we should probably do this year-round. And I'm a Lyft driver, and I show the city up to people. I take them to different places, Zona Rosa or Power and Light or Jazz District, whatever the case may be, and they're so, you know, excited to see that and so on and so forth. And I know that some of my friends do. To add that there are portions of downtown that probably should be avoided during the evening. And I, you know, it just amazes me that a lot of the tourists that come in this town that I, you know, take here and there, they do not see some of these things that go on. And, you know, they just see the tourist side of Kansas City, and they don't see that at one point back in the 70s, we had River Key. We were a city for the mafia and all that. And, you know, if they're into history of our city, I mean, that's cool. And I'm sure they would want to investigate it and go on a a tour of where the former sites were for the mafia were. And I would rather have our city as somewhere, like you said, the World Cup is coming up, and we're representing the United States in the heart of the Midwest. They didn't. They chose to come because of our amenities, of what we have, power and light, and all the different things that we have. The whole thing that needs to be torn down is the Adams Mark Hotel. That thing has sat there for so long, and nothing's been done about it.
Well, actually, something has been done. They're converting it into a pickleball facility.
That's what we read, but when is that going to be done? And if it isn't going to be done in time for the World Cup, could we wrap it? You know how you can wrap cars that say anything? Could we just wrap it with, like, sky and clouds so that maybe when you're driving, it just looks like sky?
Or maybe just a big wrap that says, welcome to Kansas
welcome
City.
Welcome to Kansas City.
This is a dilapidated hotel that nobody stays at.
That is a lot of letters,
it is
but
a lot.
I like it.
But it's a multi-story building.
There are companies that wrap buildings.
There are?
Yes. There are absolutely companies that will wrap a building.
Okay.
Wouldn't be cheap, but whatever.
Neither is looking at that building. I have never understood for the life of me, and I've lived in this town for 40 years.
I don't know that pickleball thing is still happening. Let me look it up.
How it is that nothing ever took off. You go east of Arrowhead and Kaufman.
Nothing there.
No, go east into Independence. And there is a million restaurants and businesses near the, I don't know if it's a Silverstein Ice Center now or Independence Event Center, whatever it's called anymore. I have no idea.
All right. This says it will be the home of the Kansas City Stingers, a professional pickleball team in the National Pickleball League. It is being developed by Community Builders of Kansas City.
But think about what you have out by Arrowhead. You have a swingers club about a mile north.
You got a Taco Bell.
You have a Taco Bell, a burned out Denny's, a BP gas station.
Yep.
You have the
it's terrible.
What is it called? The Christian Athletes
building. Yep. Fellowship of Christian FCA.
Thank you, the FCA. And then you have the Adams Mark Hotel. That's it. You go just east of there, about a mile or two, get into Independence. And you have restaurants galore, car dealerships galore. You have a Bass shop out there, yeah. I believe. Everything has blown up to the east of Arrowhead.
Really quick.
Except around Arrowhead.
If you drive by there, we want to hear from you. Because in June, the Kansas City Star reported that the Forgotten Hotel has been reborn through the gospel of pickleball. You and I talked about this. We were so excited. This was in June.
Mm-hmm.
It was SW19 at the stadium. It said it debuted June 11th.
What do you mean it debuted?
Like opened its doors. It said June 11th, this last June. SW19 at the stadium opens its doors in the former Coco Key space, part sports facility, part culinary venture, and part community project. It was spearheaded by the Community Builders of Kansas City. So I'm reading this. This was opened in June. I have not heard a thing about it. It's been 5 months.
Neither have I.
I'm not saying it's not still open. I hope that it is.
Coco Key, the only place you could go swimming and get gonorrhea. That's a fact.
That place smelled like some musty chlorine.
Oh. We took the kids there once when they were very young, and immediately I walked in and thought, bad decision.
You guys, I think this is opened and still right in the heart of the action. Our restaurant bar, coffee shop will offer you a perfect place to fuel up and unwind. There's a cafe. It looks gorgeous. Now, is that, you know, it's not the whole hotel. That Coco Key is just going to be the lower.
Well, Coco Key was to the east.
East side of it, correct?
Mm-hmm. It was to the east of the Adams Mark.
We still need to wrap the Adams Mark, I feel like.
I'm not convinced that the Adams Mark is open and ready for business yet. John Stewart is not ready to leave the anchor desk. Stewart will continue to host Comedy Central's The Daily Show every Monday through December of 2026, keeping the political satirist in the chair for next year's midterm congressional and gubernatorial elections. Paramount announcing the news on Monday, today, putting an end to questions about Stewart's immediate future with the late night show he originally hosted full-time from 1999 to 2015. before returning last year on a one night a week basis. That is a great job if you can get it.
One night a week. Now, a whole lot of work goes into that one night. I mean, you can say the same thing about Saturday Night Live. Whole lot of work goes into one night. But yes, I'm glad he's sticking around. This is a story out of San Diego that is so ridiculous. I understand what they're trying to do, but the way they're going about it, I need you to help me understand what they think they're going to accomplish. Okay. And I pulled this story specifically for you because you were going to say you want off this planet.
Okay.
I love California, but man, this month, the city of San Diego began to check people's trash cans in neighborhoods across the city. They're called lid lifters, Scott. Teams of lid lifters are going door to door, making sure people are sorting the right waste into the right bin. And there's a serious reason behind it. You've seen the fires that can be started with the batteries and the stuff that you charge your phones with and your e-bikes with. They don't want that stuff ending up in the trash.
Now, they're not going to dig through the trash per se.
Then what is the point?
So if you leave like a battery or paint or something in your trash that you're not supposed to put in your trash.
On top so it can be readily seen? Are they going to sift through it?
No, they say they will not go digging through your trash.
Are they wearing protective gloves?
My guess is yes. If they see something when they lift your lid that does not belong in your trash.
The lid lifters. Yes.
They will put a tag on your bin that simply says.
Please don't.
No. The tag says, oops. And then the homeowner is aware that there is a mistake in their trash.
Okay.
And it won't be picked up.
Even I am going to say, stop the planet, I want off. Teams of compliance officers, more commonly called lid lifters, will walk through neighborhoods to make sure everyone is disposing of their waste properly. It's actually a requirement under a recent Senate bill.
They're only going to check your home once a year.
They want you to recycle organic waste separately from the rest of your trash and recycling.
What does that mean, organic waste? Does that mean dinner?
No, like, well, I suppose a discarded pizza box could be that. Or if you've got like a, what do you call that pile we have out back?
The compost.
The compost pile stuff.
So you want me to put my recycling in the recycling bin so it doesn't get recycled?
Okay. Already 20 city.
And you know I'm telling the truth.
No. Already this year, 20 city waste trucks have caught on fire because of batteries or other items that are improperly thrown out. 20 trucks have caught fire.
That's unfortunate. But here's the deal. They also are talking about organic material. I don't know how they define organic.
Diapers.
Is that organic? The
one
diaper's
point.
Not organic.
The
What's
diaper
in the
sure
diaper is.
Getting...
But here's, and I would entertain a call or two. I have heard for years, and I don't know if this is true or not. I would love to hear from somebody who works for Deffenbaugh or one of the waste collecting companies here in town. When it comes to recycling, of which I am...
You're really good about it.
I'm
and
really
Scott,
good about it.
Of both of us on the show, I cannot believe I'm about to say this. I've gotten really bad about it because of what we've read and some of the stories we've heard.
And that's what I want to get to. I have heard over the years that 5%, that's the number I've always heard, 5% of what you put in the recycling bin is actually recycled.
What we need is a lid lifter to go around and pull out the stuff that I should have recycled.
And what they're really looking for when they dump your recycling onto the conveyor belt is aluminum.
Aluminum. Because the other stuff's just a waste of money and a waste of time.
You can't cash it in. So if anybody who works for one of the recycling companies in town, you can be anonymous. You don't have to give your name. Maybe alter your voice a little bit if you want to talk on the radio.
If your trash truck's caught fire, we'll hear from you there too.
I would love to hear from that as well. But, I mean, am I wasting my time? Because I recycle even the cardboard innards of a toilet paper roll. And I put that in the recycling bin. And every time I do, I hear that voice in my head that only 5% of what I'm putting in this bin is going to be recycled. And I feel like I'm wasting my time even hauling that bin to the curb on a Thursday morning. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's go to Roger in Topeka. Roger, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, y'all. Yeah, you're basically wasting your time if you're going through recycling, especially plastic items. Most plastic items are marked with a recycle logo on them, but there's different grades of plastic, and it costs more to recycle the plastic than it is to make new plastic. So they don't even mess with that. You're just wasting your time thinking it's going to be recycled. And the big kicker is, if any food item is left over on whatever you're trying to recycle, if it wasn't rinsed properly all the way, or there's any kind of food leftovers in there,
yep,
it's literally the whole trash truck load is considered trash because it's been contaminated.
The entire truck.
The entire truck.
So I've been told, Roger, that of the reduce, reuse, recycle, really the most important, if you care about this thing, is reduce. Stop. You've got to really reduce your dependence on plastic. And I mentioned this the other day. There's two new spots in the Kansas City area where you can take a big plastic thing of laundry detergent when you're out,
mm-hmm,
take it in. They will refill it for you at these soap dispensary places.
Oh, you've told me about this.
So that you only have to buy one, like, you know, the big plastic Gain or Tide, whatever. Buy one,
mm-hmm,
or Zum, whatever you use. Then go to a soap dispensary and have them refill it once a month or once every 2 months. You never have to buy, so you are reducing. And if we all did that, it would help. We would all need to do it. But it is something you can do to reduce your plastic consumption.
Let's go to Brian in Lawrence. Brian, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. I work with the recycling facility in Lawrence. And on any given day, there's between 15 and 18% that can't be recycled. So 80, 85% is recyclable. And we have buyers for five different kinds of plastic. Four different kinds of glass, cardboard, paper, and you find a buyer, and this price is set. You agree to a day like the first Wednesday of the month, the high or the low on the Chicago Commodities Exchange for that day, and you sell it at that price for that month.
So you're telling
me 85% we do sell.
So you're telling me, Roger in Topeka just told us that I'm wasting my time. You're telling me, Brian, that I'm not wasting my time. Is that correct?
No, we sell 80 to 85% of what comes into the recycling facility.
I'll be darned. All right, friend. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
I'm going to do better. And look up, if you're curious, look up soap dispensaries in Kansas City or soap refill station. There's one at 74th and Broadway. You will find them out and about. The big one's in Waldo.
Okay, quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.